Update 5, the redhead's voice got smaller, less confident. What am I supposed to tell her? Tell her that actions have repercussions. Tell her that respect isn't optional in a marriage. Tell her that she chose her audience tonight and now she gets to live with that choice. She's devastated. She really didn't think you'd actually leave. Of course she didn't, because I've spent 20 years teaching her that she could treat me however she wanted and I'd still be there. Well, class is over. I hung up and immediately blocked that number too. Then I sat back in my chair and looked around the house we built together. Tomorrow, everything would change. But tonight, for the first time in years, I felt like myself again. The man who knew his worth and wouldn't accept anything less. The man I'd forgotten I used to be. I didn't waste time feeling sorry for myself or second-guessing my decision. By 11 that night I was already making the calls that would protect my future. My lawyer's emergency line got me through to his voicemail, and I left a message that made it clear this wasn't something that could wait until Monday. It's done, 20 years over as of tonight. I need an emergency consultation first thing tomorrow morning. I'll explain everything then, but prepare for a contested divorce with significant assets involved. Next I called my accountant. Same drill, same urgency. When you've built a life with someone for 2 decades, you don't just walk away. You make a planned retreat while protecting everything you've worked for. While I waited for callbacks, I started documenting everything. Not just tonight's events, but patterns I'd been too comfortable to notice before. The gradual erosion of respect, the increasing frequency of situations where I was expected to provide while being treated like an inconvenience. My phone kept buzzing with messages from numbers I didn't recognize. She was clearly working through every contact in her phone, trying to find someone whose number I hadn't blocked yet. Each attempt just reinforced that she still didn't understand what had happened. This wasn't about anger that would fade with time. This was about fundamental incompatibility that had finally been exposed. Around midnight, my lawyer called back. He'd gotten my message, and wanted to understand the urgency. 20 years of marriage don't end overnight without cause, he said. What happened? I gave him the abbreviated version. Public humiliation, systematic disrespect, the final ultimatum about paying the bill and leaving. He listened without interrupting, taking notes. And this was in front of witnesses, other diners, restaurant staff. The whole place heard the final exchange. She told me to pay the bill and leave if I couldn't tolerate her friend's jokes. I told her she could pay with her wedding ring because it was over. Good, public witnesses to her statements will be valuable. Don't delete any of those text messages she's been sending. They'll show her state of mind and potentially reveal more about her true feelings. We scheduled an early morning meeting. He'd prepare preliminary paperwork and we'd discuss strategy. The goal wasn't to be vengeful, it was to be smart. After hanging up, I poured myself a drink and sat in my home office looking at financial documents. 20 years of building something together, and it had come down to her seeing me as nothing more than a funding source for her social life. My phone buzzed again. This time it was a text from a number I recognized, her sister. I don't know what happened tonight, but she's at my house crying. Whatever this is about, don't you think you're overreacting? I stared at that message for a long time. Her sister had always been reasonable. Someone who stayed out of marital disputes and treated both of us fairly. If she was reaching out, my wife must be painting quite the picture of wounded innocence. I typed back, ask her to tell you exactly what she said to me at the restaurant. Word for word. Then ask yourself if you'd accept your husband saying that to you in public. The response came back quickly. She said you were being difficult with her friends and she got frustrated. That's not what she said. What she said was, if you can't tolerate my friend's jokes, pay the bill and leave in front of a crowded restaurant. After sitting quietly while they spent an hour attacking my character. Long pause. Then she said that word for word. After 20 years of marriage, she reduced me to a wallet that should shut up or get out. Another long pause. I had no idea. She made it sound like you just exploded over nothing. I did explode, but not over nothing. Over everything. Over years of being taken for granted, until tonight when she finally said what she really thought of me. What happens now? Now she finds out what life looks like without the man she told to leave. I didn't wait for a response. The conversation was over. Just like everything else. By 2 in the morning, I'd received messages from 12 different numbers, friends, family members, even some people I barely knew. She was clearly working every angle, trying to find someone who could talk sense into me, but here's what she didn't understand. This wasn't an emotional decision that could be talked away. This was a logical choice. She breached the fundamental contract of our marriage, mutual respect, and did it publicly, definitively, and without any regard for the repercussions. The last message came at 2:04 from what I assumed was yet another borrowed phone. Please, I know I messed up. Can we just talk about this like adults? I stared at that message for 5 minutes, thinking about 20 years of memories, the good times, the shared dreams, the life we built together. Then I thought about her face when her friends were tearing me down, the way she'd lit up with attention, the way she'd participated in my humiliation, the casual cruelty in her voice when she told me to pay and leave. I deleted the message without responding. At 3, I finally went to bed in the guest room, not because I was being dramatic, but because the master bedroom felt like it belonged to people who no longer existed. The couple who shared that room was gone, ended the moment she chose her audience over her husband. Tomorrow would bring lawyers, paperwork, and the complicated process of untangling 2 decades of shared life. But tonight I slept better than I had in months, because for the first time in years, I was exactly where I belonged, in a place where I was respected, valued and treated with the dignity every person deserves, even if that place was just a guest room in my own house. The man who'd walked out of that restaurant wasn't coming back. The man who'd accepted 20 years of diminishing returns was gone forever. What remained was someone who knew his worth and wouldn't settle for anything less, and that man was going to be just fine.